This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think a lot of people do want to see, you know, Donald Trump, you know, handcuffed like an episode of Cop. A situation of where you're a traitor. He's actually a traitor to America.
What'd you do?
You know those little do not remove under the penalty of law labels they put on mattresses?
Yeah.
Well, I cut one of them off.
Life can be so unfair.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Absolutely, the American public should trust what the FBI is doing.
You must trust me. I'm not like those so-called fair-weather friends of yours. You can believe in me.
So it's not that the FBI is targeting any one side or the other. What you see is the FBI going out on a day-in, day-out basis, objectively investigating allegations of law.
Now comes the part where we throw our heads back and laugh. Ready?
Ready!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The city of New York has decided to start putting the illegal aliens that are being shipped up from Texas into a formerly famous hotel. It's a Manhattan hotel once seen as the Lullaby, B-U-Y, of Broadway, will soon be providing Betty Bye to hundreds of asylum-seeking criminals. Oh, isn't that great? I'm sure that's good for Roe NYC, formerly known as the Milford Plaza, and located in pricey tourist-packed Times Square. Oh, there'll be a lot of people to mug. Easy place to mug. It'll be a tourist. They won't, they'll be looking the other way. They won't be paying a lot of attention to the fact that there are a bunch of illegal aliens with tattoos and machetes moving into the area. There will be an intake center and shelter for as many as 600 migrant, quote-unquote, families amid the city. I don't see any families getting off those buses when they show them on TV. I just see young guys that look like they're heading for the MS-13 training facility. Amid the city's spiraling homelessness crisis. Ugh. They're working on an agreement, a contract, the worker said of the plan. It'll be here at this hotel, but they'll keep the DHS shelter for a certain floor. I mean, that's the homeless American shelter. But it's mainly for illegal aliens because, you know, they come first. Everybody knows that. All right, 844-500-4242, time now for the Chump Line.
Come on, man. Of course I had the OSS raid Lar-a-Mago. The fact is, Donald Hump was keeping the nuclear codes there. I'm not even allowed to have those. Not a joke.
We know it's not a joke, and we know that Clinton lost the nuclear codes a couple of times. There were books written as far back as 2003. I don't recall any raids after the first book was written. And then there was another book written in 2010. And again, crickets. But Donald Hump, as Brandon puts it.
Hi, this is the FBI calling Mr. Former President. Don't mind that we've got your passport. And oh, when you go to get your airplane, we put a boot on the front tire.
I mean, think about that. If you ever read any stories about, you know, high profile criminals, especially these traders that are engaged in insider trading, and they give them $1 million bond, and they come from foreign countries and they just drifted into the country to Wall Street. They always take away their passports. It's really I mean, it's a smart move for the prosecutors, but it's also very demeaning. Did they really think Donald Trump was going to flee? I mean, it's like, you know, arresting Peter Navarro at the Washington National Airport when he lives around the corner from the FBI headquarters, but they wanted to humiliate him and then to throw him into Hinckley's former jail cell. They never treat Democrats like this. Never, ever in a million years. The FBI is the Democrats' secret police, and I don't want to hear any more crap from Sean Hannity either about the rank and file are good people. You know, I've come to the same conclusion about the FBI that I long ago came to about the Massachusetts state judiciary. It's that 98% of them that give such a bad rap to the 2% that are on the level. Today's Trump line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, they've helped the listeners, and they can help you save you money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Can we have a going away party for Liz Cheney tomorrow?
You know, I'm going to up it what I was talking with Doug about in Western Mass. I think she's going to lose by 25. I don't see a lot of Democrats coming out to vote for her either. And again, Al Franken, it's like a Saturday Night Live sketch. You know, the last person you would ever want endorsing you in a Republican primary, even if it's an open primary where Democrats can vote, would be Al Franken. I can never get the picture out of my head of him on that plane. It was on the front page of the New York Post, and he's got his hand on the breast of the sleeping good-looking woman in the plane, and he's got this leering grin on his face.
First it was Aunt Jemima, then it was Eskimo Pie. Now Johnson & Johnson says that due to complaints from CNN, their popular insecticide Raid will be renamed to Search.
That's one of those things that, you know, could end up being true somewhere down the road. Not immediately, but you know, you can never say never when it comes to woke or joke.
Thanks to Kirsten and Joe playing the flip-flopper, the Inflation Reduction Act is in the hopper. All it took was Chuck to wave the mighty buck, and now we're stuck with this colossal whopper.
No kidding. 413 has a really great question. Does Hunter Biden still have his passport? I'm sure he does. You know, that sums it up. Hunter Biden has a passport, but Donald Trump doesn't. How preposterous is that? 917, GOP says 14 honest FBI agents or at least whistleblowers. That's great. I'm glad they're 14. I wonder if I know any of them. I rather doubt it.
The FBI is really lucky Trump wasn't home at the time of their raid. According to the January 6th testimony, he would have strangled the agents and commandeered their vehicles.
Not to mention he would have thrown some ketchup at them. You know, because we know from Cassidy Hutchinson that he throws food at the White House wall. And we know also from everybody that he likes to put ketchup on his steak. That's what a vulgarian he is. No wonder the deplorables like him so much.
The FBI raid of Trump's house in Florida did yield codes, and they just deciphered them, and they read, "Be sure to drink your Ovaltine."
I could just see all the swells at the Bath and Tennis Club, you know, diagonally across, you know, the old WASP. The old guard in Palm Beach. They hated it when he moved in. They're saying, "Muffin, I told you this would happen if we let that parvenu move in across the street."
Howie, isn't it Earth, planet Earth, not Mother Earth?
I didn't catch that. Bert's? Birthing person Earth. Yes, exactly. It's definitely not Mother Earth.
Of all of the papers that Barack Obama took from the White House, the most important were the rolling papers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, did he, when he quit smoking Marlboros, did he start rolling his own cigarettes too, in addition to his own reefer? Bugles, that was his brand. Bugles.
Can I get me some nuclear codes here?
Someone says, could Tulsi Gabbard run with Trump since they're members of different parties? And that reminds me, Kerry in 2000, or 2004, excuse me, tried to get John McCain to run with him. Remember that?
When Biden was asked about whether he knew about the raid on Mar-a-Lago, he pulled the Schultz defense. I know nothing!
But see, the thing is, with Brandon, that's not going to get him indicted for perjury, because if you told him something, odds are 3-4 minutes later, he would have no recollection of it. And if he said it under oath, if he said it hooked up to a lie detector test, if they gave him sodium pentothal truth serum, he would still say he had no recollection, and he would be telling the truth.
Oh, the way Bill Bulger sang.
Every St. Patrick's Day.
Well, guys like us, we had a wheat taste. Those were the days.
And the tea was run by his kin.
Working on their second pension. Mister, we could use a governor like me again. The trains ran throughout the state.
Sure, sometimes they ran late.
But gee, the orange line ran great. Those were the days.
You know what? The orange light didn't run great in those days. Did you see? There's been a survey taken. Traffic in the city of Boston is going to be chaotic and miserable and gridlocked while the Orange Line is out of operation for a month or 10. What a shock, huh? Never would have expected those findings.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to leave a Chump Line message, call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. If you would like to, if you didn't hear your message, or you just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, go to Howie Carr, go to Chop Chumps. That's get your Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. It's the second Chump Line of the day. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit. You can probably save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars if you get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The FBI's really lucky Trump wasn't home at the time of their raid. According to the January 6th testimony, he would have strangled the agents and commandeered their vehicles.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friends to those who have no friends.
The Howie Carr Show.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. 860 says, I heard that the agents at Mar-a-Lago were looking for the secret recipe of the 11 herbs and spices from KFC. They didn't have those, but they had the secret recipe for Mrs. Trump's meatloaf, which is really good. And also for Mr. Trump's chocolate cake, which is also quite an excellent dessert. Isn't it, Taylor? You've had Mr. Trump's dessert.
I thought it was Mrs. Trump's. I thought it was Mrs. Trump's chocolate cake, not Mr.
No, I think it's Mr. I think it's Mr. Trump's chocolate cake.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's Mrs. Trump's meatloaf. She made that in the childhood days.
Whoever made it, it was great.
844-500.
I'd go as far as to say tremendous.
Yes, it's fabulous. It's a beautiful cake.
Everybody says cake. So. Yes, a talented cake.
Many experts predict that if there were a supply chain disruption in the pharmaceutical industry, pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics within a matter of weeks. The Jace case is a pack of 5 different courses of antibiotics to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses. You will be very happy you have one, just to give you peace of mind. Every household needs at least one Jace case. That's spelled J-A-S-E, J-A-S-E. Go to jacemedical.com and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the feds arrest Trump before the midterms?
No, I don't think they will.
75% say no.
All right, it's going up. All right. By the way, you know, you've been hearing a lot about the droughts, you know, all the terrible droughts, droughts in Massachusetts, droughts in California. There's never been droughts like this. You forget hearing about the Dust Bowl or about how the Sahara Desert used to be a breadbasket for the Roman Empire. There's never been a drought like the ones we've got now. But there's not enough to have mega droughts. There's a new study that's come out. Do you know what the new study is warning us of, Taylor? Just came out Friday.
Mega flooding?
You got it.
Wow.
Mega floods. Yep, and they're caused by, you guessed it, fossil fuels.
Oh, fossil fuels.
Climate change, yeah, same thing.
One and the same.
It says an extreme month-long storm. An extreme month-long storm? What is it, Noah's Ark? Could bring feet of rain and in some places more than 100 inches to hundreds of miles in California. Similarly, unrelenting storms have happened in the past before the region became home to tens of millions of people.
I'm not sure I have enough timber and pitch to fully construct an ark.
I thought they were concerned about wildfires and earthquakes and California tumbling into the sea, but now we learn it's mega floods. Each degree of global warming is dramatically increasing the odds and the size of the next mega flood. These are experts that are saying this. Experts. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I also want to look into this. The CDC has reversed itself on COVID-19 policies. It's all everything that the Great Barrington Declaration called for in the fall of 2020, everything that many sane people were calling for in the spring of 2020, they've now reversed all of their policies and said never mind. Of course, everything is written in a very turgid, unreadable prose style with hundreds of footnotes. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, a couple of the texters have mentioned, who is this guy who's greeting all the illegal aliens as they get off the bus? You know, I was thinking he's like the city greeter or the Port Authority bus terminal greeter. You know, he's like they had Joe Louis at Caesar's Palace in Vegas, or, you know, Franco Harris was at the Meadows racetrack and casino. But then this guy is just greeting them. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Big Apple. 844-500-4242. 619. I live in San Diego. When the phone don't ring, I'll know it's the mega flood here in California. People are saying, surely you misread that, Howie. It should be the MAGA flood. The MAGA flood. By the way, the gay serial killer that Schiff is friendly with and took a lot of money from, it's Ed Buck, not Ken Buck. I'm sorry. Ken Buck is the congressman from Colorado. I apologize profusely to Ken Buck for confusing him with that wretched perv and Democrat mega donor. 844-500-4242. 917, didn't RFK clear out a whole bunch of papers that were incriminating? I'll tell you what RFK did. I put it in Kennedy Babylon. They, you know, JFK was assassinated on a Friday, and they had the funeral on Monday, and the Kennedys got to stay in there until Monday. They, all of them were in the White House, including the, you know, the in-laws, like Peter Lawford and, you know, his wife, who was a member of the family, Patricia. They were all there. And right before the funeral, or right after the funeral, RFK grabbed all the visitor logs. And that's a really important part of the historical record. But the visitor logs, they were all full of references to these hookers and these Hollywood starlets that were brought in to JFK. And Dr. Feelgood. And, probably I think some people who were delivering cash, like the guy from Florida who killed himself 2 weeks later after he was an ambassador somewhere, and then he came back to Miami, jumped off a building because the Kennedys were never going to pay him back. They were getting cash from him to pay off the blackmail that was being extorted from them by all the hookers that had decided that they were going to tell all. Even in 63, they could have gotten some contracts. So yeah, what about Bobby Kennedy? All the stuff all the documents he destroyed. But you know, hey, again, Democrats, so it doesn't really matter, does it? 844-500-4242. Christine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. I happen to be a conservative transgender woman, and I cannot stand what the Democrats are doing, forcing SEL being taught in the public schools. And then you have Rachel Levine a couple of weeks ago advocating medical treatment such as puberty blockers and HRT and even surgery for minor age kids with gender confusion. I mean,
right.
That's so wrong. It's child abuse.
Right. I couldn't believe what's going on at Children's Hospital because one of my kids got meningitis, and I'm pretty sure that her life was saved by going to Boston Children's Hospital. It was a world-class institution, but I mean, look what they did with Justine Pelletier a few years back, and now this. Well, let's listen to the cut from the Boston Children's Hospital doctor. And by the way, they've pulled all the all this stuff about having hysterectomies for underage women, underage girls. I mean, it's just, can you imagine that? A hysterectomy before puberty. I mean, it's, talk about remorse that these kids, a lot of them are going to have. It's horrible. It's horrible. Listen to this cut 24 here from Boston Children's Hospital.
A child will often know that they are transgender from the moment that they have any ability to express themselves, and parents will often tell us this. We have parents who tell us that their kids, they knew from the minute they were born practically, and actions like refusing to get a haircut or refusing to stand to urinate, trying on siblings' clothing, playing with the quote opposite gender toys, things like that. There is more and more a group of adolescents that we are seeing that really are coming to the realization that they might be trans or gender diverse a little bit later on in their life. So what we're seeing from them is that they always sort of knew something was maybe off and didn't have the understanding to know that they might be trans or have a different gender identity than the one they had been assigned. So that is a growing population that we are seeing and that's being recognized as being trans and able to be treated.
Able to be treated, having their bodies mutilated when they can't even buy a pack of cigarettes? Are you kidding me? I mean,
I could tell you,
what?
No one wants to be trans. We didn't choose this. This is a gender dysphoria, the mental and physical disease. None of us is advocating this for kids. I hope no one else on the planet gets gender dysphoria. And the way they're just taking kids that might be different, and they're going to mutilate them, they're going to give them hormones, it's going to affect their
development.
Permanent damage. This is wrong, and this is pushing the Democrats.
I know. I know it is. It's just, man, and to say just because someone wants to try on clothes, I mean, what about Halloween? You know, people just say, hey, I'm going to put on this, I'm going to put on this shawl or something. I mean, this is ridiculous. But they're serious. That's the thing. It's not a joke. It's not a satire. Thanks for the call, Christine. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on the how Texas is sending all the illegal immigrants to New York City.
Yes.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize is from New York City, they're being dispersed all around the rest of New York State. I'm about 300 miles away, and we have all of a sudden boatloads of illegal immigrants of some kind of descent. Their whole families in lawn chairs sitting in front of grocery stores with signs asking for money because they can't pay their rent.
I know. I mean, well, look what's happening in Pennsylvania. You know, you're all of a sudden in the middle of Pennsylvania, there are all these terrible crimes are being committed by these illegal aliens or these new immigrants. The guy that ran down the mourners outside the bar in central Pennsylvania, and then he killed his own mother. I mean, that guy looks like he's a Mexican. And I got another one here. Scranton man. Whenever you see a word like a phrase like Scranton man, you know you're dealing with someone. This is from Wilkes-Barre. A Scranton man asked for forgiveness despite reportedly telling an evaluator with the state's Sexual Offender Assessment Board he wasn't worried about any consequences for inappropriately touching a young girl. Those consequences for Mateo Mejia, 66, resulted in a 1 to 3 year state prison sentence. He was babysitting the girl and drove her to the racetrack at the Mohican Sun Pocono Casino. And by the way, he's been living in the area for 7 years and is a retired landscaper. Mateo Mejia is a retired landscaper who's been living in the area for 7 years, and now he's just molesting young girls. And they don't even tell you anymore whether they're illegal aliens or anything. They don't, because they don't want to engage in stereotyping. 855-500-4242, 617. If they still believe in Santa Claus, then they cannot declare that they are another gender. It is child abuse. I agree. That's a good way to put it. 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. May I ask for you to reiterate that story about Donald Trump's passport being revoked? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, not revoked. He had them stashed at Mar-a-Lago, and he had three passports, one of which was expired, and they grabbed all of his passports. So, I mean, theoretically, he can't, I guess he can't leave the country. At least he couldn't leave the country if he got on a commercial flight. And if he went to a foreign country, you know, when you get off the flight, you have to produce a passport, right? So I guess he can't leave the country.
That really, really makes me mad. That really does.
It does. They're treating him like he's a common criminal, you know, like they would do if they arrested you. They don't take away your passport unless they've arrested you and brought you into court. They haven't done any of that. They haven't sent him a target letter from a grand jury. He hasn't committed any crimes. Maybe he violated the Presidential Records Act, but there are no criminal penalties for that. Not even a fine. And they're trying to criminalize this statute that every president probably since FDR has been guilty of. If you want to say guilt, I mean, it's not real guilt. It's just having a bureaucratic dispute. It's like having an overdue library book. It's ridiculous. But you're not surprised, are you, Ernest? I mean, it's just you may not be able to think what the next way they're going to go after him is. But I mean, they'll do anything. They would drag him into court for having an overdue library book. They would try to say we saw him with a fishing rod in his car, and he didn't have a permit. He didn't have a license to fish. There's nothing they wouldn't go after him on. It's so unfair and it's so wrong, and meanwhile Hunter Biden is on Air Force One. Hunter Biden hadn't lost his passport. Think of the crimes that are on that laptop, just that one laptop that and now the owner of the store where he abandoned the laptop says that he was threatened by FBI agents, and they told him he better keep his mouth shut. They said something like, if you keep your mouth shut, nothing will happen to you. Like some kind of gangster. Like it's an extortion movie, a black and white Warner Brothers movie from the 30s. But I have no doubt it's true. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, where the hell does this retired landscaper get the money to go to a casino? Limerick guy, you know the song from West Side Story that we always play. Everything free in America, as long as your name is Matteo Mejia. Can do whatever you want with young American girls, go to casinos, just get everything free. I wonder how many years he worked as a landscaper before he retired. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back with more. With the recent rulings from the Supreme Court, it's worth mentioning that these wins didn't happen on their own. It took the support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who have passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and for your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they've been on the front lines fighting for your values. This is why Patriot Mobile is different from every other service provider out there. Inflation has made it really difficult on many Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget, and they offer the same great nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. When you switch over to Patriot Mobile, you'll get the same great service. It just is that your money will not be going to woke causes. You get the same great service plus the knowledge that your money is going to a company that's actually fighting for the sanctity of life, religious freedom, the Second Amendment, among other issues you're concerned with. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the offer code Howie to get free activation, and they'll walk you right through it. It only takes a few minutes. I was able to do it, and you know how bad I am with technology. If you are a veteran or a first responder, please let them know, because they have special discounts just for you. Come join our movement and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Howie, PatriotMobile.com/Howie, or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Number four, Bobby Orr.
Howie Carr is back.
Well, we're talking earlier about the affidavit that the feds have to present to the judge to explain why they need to get a warrant, and how that's usually where the important information is for the investigation, to know what's going on. And we were speculating why that the search affidavit hasn't been released yet or unsealed. Guess what? This is a story just breaking tonight. New York Post: DOJ opposes release of Trump raid affidavit. What a shock. Willing to unseal other documents, the crap that doesn't mean anything. The Justice Department said Monday, this is the New York Post, that it will oppose the release of an FBI affidavit used to justify the search of former President Trump's Florida residence last week. Quote, if disclosed, the affidavit would serve as a roadmap to the government's ongoing investigation, providing specific details about its direction and likely course in a manner that is highly likely to compromise future investigative steps. How can you keep a straight face when they type that? Even, I mean, no matter how bad your Trump derangement syndrome is, federal prosecutors said in a court filing. The DOJ added that the release of even a redacted version, that means it's just black slash marks or totally blank pieces of paper, depending on which way they go. The release of even a redacted version of the affidavit, quote, would not serve any public interest. Would not serve their interest. Their interest and the public interest are not the one and the same due to the number of details that would have to be omitted. Details. Man, well, this is such a scam. 844-500-4242. By the way, you know, David Patterson, he was the governor of New York, another accidental governor like Hochul. He was the lieutenant governor, and then Elliot Spitzer was nailed in the investigation of using cash to buy high-powered hookers for himself. And he was governor briefly, and didn't. I don't think he even ran for re-election. He was going to lose. And he was on on a talk show in New York yesterday, and he said, you know, I'm not really in favor of this, but it's the most brilliant political stroke I've seen in a long, long time. Governor Abbott from Texas sending up the illegal aliens to New York City, he said, because it's really focusing attention on what's going on. And he, you know what? The thing is, he used the word aliens. So, you know, I stand by for an FBI raid on your home, Governor Patterson. 844-500-4. You can't say, you can't, especially Democrats can't say the word alien. It's in the federal criminal code, but you're still not allowed to say it. It's still hate speech. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, Howie, I'm a big fan of yours. I listen to your show every day. All this talk about this nitwit in the White House trying to run this country. My dad was a World War II soldier in the Fifth Army, and he was wounded, stayed in there, and he's 98 years old. He died a year ago. Now, he loved President Trump, as do I. You mean to tell me that there's nobody in this government that can actually fight for the people here, saying, you know, like in the military? Yeah, I'm sure he had generals that were on his side, and they still are probably on his side in there. Why doesn't someone fight to protect this country against?
But I mean, what would you say? How could they fight, Tony? I mean, the Brandon controls the executive. Brandon's caregivers control the executive branch, the far left controls the levers of government. We have to take over Congress and try to start the process if they're willing to do it, if they have the stones to do it. Start just starving them by cutting their budgets. Cut the FBI budget to nothing and see what happens. I would, if I were in Congress next January, I would vote for that, wouldn't you? I mean, thanks for the call, Tony. Was Patterson the blind guy? Yes, he was. Forgot about him. Most people did.